Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria 19, Tzaneen en Rustenburg 20 grade. Die Valkes hoof Godfrey Lebea het erken dat transito rooftogte 'n bron van kommer is, maar dat pogings tussen die Valke en private sekuriteitsmaatskappye 'n paar suksesse opgelewer het. Lebea het vandag die vierde kwartaal se statistieke vrygestel.
The CIT robbers are ruthless and do not care about the lives of bystanders. For this quarter, 51 cases were reported, 20 arrests were effected, and 15 convictions were secured.
Nou na Limpopo, waar 'n man na verwagting vandag in die Palapala Landroshof sal verskyn, in verband met die moord op sy broer, die 20-jarige verdagte, is in hegtenis geneem nadat die polisie vroeër die week die slagoffer se liggaam met steekwonde op sy bed aangetref het, die polisie se Malesele Ledwaba.
The two brothers allegedly got into a heated argument, which escalated to a fight, during which the brother allegedly stabbed the younger brother in the back with a knife. After the ordeal, the suspect went to the relative to inform them about the incident.
President Ramaphosa het gevra dat 'n gesamentlike sitting van die nasionale vergadering en die nasionale raad van provinsies gehou word vir die parlementsopening op die 18de Julie. Die sitting, wat saamval met internasionale Mandela Dag, sal die president kans gee om die 7de administrasie se prioriteite uiteen te sit. Woordvoerder Vincent Magwenya sê die geleentheid wil ook Mandela se nalatenskap eer.
The opening of parliament on this day is a fitting tribute as it calls on individuals and communities to take time to reflect on Mandela's values and principles and to make a positive impact on communities and globally.
Eskom in Gauteng het 267 huise in 'n informele nedersetting in Kromdraai van elektrisiteit voorsien. Eskom se woordvoerder Manatiti sê die projek is 'n groot mylpaal.
Since the beginning of the electrification program, we have electrified over 7 million homes in South Africa, with Gauteng accounting for more than 500,000 households. Eskom's electrification program aligns with the government's goal of achieving universal access to electricity for all South Africans.
Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Junior Hospital dokters in Engeland het gister met 'n 5-daagse staking begin, 'n week voor die algemene verkiesing waar die nasionale gesondheidsdiens 'n belangrike geskilpunt is. Die diens ervaar steeds 'n grootskaalse agterstand as gevolg van die COVID-19 pandemie. En in Amerika loop politieke drama hoog na gisteraand se eerste debat tussen president Joe Biden en sy teenstander in hulle November verkiesing Donald Trump. Daar word wyd berig dat die topdemokrate baie bekommerd is oor Biden steeds die vermoë het om die land te regeer, sy adjunk president Kamala Harris.
Yes, there was a slow start, but it was a strong finish. And what became very clear through the course of the night is that Joe Biden is fighting on behalf of the American people.
Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus in Afrikaans om 12 uur.
And now. 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend.